AP News. I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump is meeting today with NATO Secretary General. Yesterday, the president said the U.S. would be sending sophisticated military equipment to Ukraine and voiced anger at Russian President Vladimir Putin. Meanwhile, the European Union is holding off on retaliatory tariffs on the U.S.
The European Union was set to impose retaliatory tariffs on U.S. goods on Monday, but European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says after receiving a letter from President Donald Trump announcing new tariffs of 30% on August 1st, the EU has decided to hold off on those countermeasures until August 1st.
We have always been very clear that we prefer a negotiated solution. This remains the case, and we will use the time that we have now till the 1st of August. And on the second track, since the very beginning, we have worked and now are ready to respond with countermeasures.
The EU is the United States' biggest trading partner and the world's largest trading bloc, negotiating trade deals on behalf of its 27 member countries. I'm Donna Warder.
Two women died yesterday after a shooting inside a church in Lexington, Kentucky. The suspect had initially shot and wounded a state trooper during a traffic stop and fled to the church. The suspect was killed and has not been identified. A wildfire destroyed a historic lodge and dozens of other structures on the Grand Canyon's North Rim in Arizona. Firefighters say hot, dry temperatures and gusty winds are fueling the flames. And in Texas, crews are expected to continue looking for more victims today. Yesterday, search and rescue efforts were paused along the Guadalupe River because of severe weather that led to other high water rescues. The July 4th floods killed over 130 people, and officials believe more than 160 are missing. This is AP News. Jannik Sinner bested Carlos Alcaraz in a final between the top two players in men's tennis at the All England Club. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
Jannik Sinner has defeated two-time defending champion Carlos Alcaraz 4-6, 6-4, 6-4, 6-4 to win his first Wimbledon championship and reverse the result of their epic French Open final 5 weeks ago.
It's more on the emotional or the motivational part, that you have someone who is young, who wins basically everything, and it's... you have to be ready.
The victory Sunday by the number one ranked Sinner gave him his fourth Grand Slam title overall. The second ranked and 22-year-old Alcaraz was denied his sixth career major title. He had won a career best 24 straight matches.
A little bit sad about losing, but with the head really high.
I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
From CNN's Abby Phillip comes her debut book, A Dream Deferred, Jesse Jackson and the Fight for Black Political Power, a triumphant new look at Jesse Jackson's presidential campaigns of the 1980s and how they changed American politics. Available now wherever books are sold.